Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, no huddle round two here on a Victory Monday afternoon. Hour two, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get the phone lines open for Falcons fans in 20 minutes as well to react to yesterday or last night's win over the Minnesota Vikings, 404-726-0929. So get ready to call in and sound off on yesterday's win. Let's get back into some of the games that took place yesterday, though. We talked a bit about the Giants and Cowboys game. That game was insane. Cowboys win in overtime, 40-37. Brandon Audrey made about a mile's worth of kicks. Russell Wilson had the best game I've seen him have in years.
Yes.
Yes. But wasn't enough. Yep. Cowboys still got him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at Russ, he held off the Jackson Dart talks for another week.
Yep.
They played really good. It's unfortunate the last throw, you know, just threw the ball away. You know, but just, I mean, that throw right there to end the game, who you thought was the game-winning touchdown, it's a hell of a throw.
It's a great
hell
throw.
Of a catch, too. Concentration by Malik Neighbors, who had another big damn game yesterday.
He hit Wandale Robinson on a very similar throw in the fourth quarter.
Like Dallas, without that pass rush, their safeties, because with Bland, who's out, and Diggs, who's finally coming back.
Yeah, like, those guys were getting cooked.
They're getting cooked.
It was tough.
Cooked.
The Jaguars lose to the Bengals. 31-27. Let's listen to probably the biggest moment from that game, though, from the second quarter.
Burrow catches a shotgun snap, pump fakes, and Joe will be sacked at the 35-yard line. Eric Armstead pulling him down by the feet, and Burrow's limping badly. Joe takes his helmet off and sits down on the turf.
Well, hopefully he just kind of rolled an ankle a little bit, and that's what he's kind of, he's pointing at that left ankle.
Jake Browning begins warming up. Now Burrow lays down on his back, and the training staff is looking at his lower left leg.
Yeah, man, surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grade three.
Turf toe.
Turf toe?
Yeah. So he's
3 month surgery.
Yeah, so he's going to be out. Might as well, get it
the
done.
The surgery won't take 3 months.
Yeah.
He'll have surgery and then be out for 3 months.
Yeah, and they like their backup situation. Jake Browning came in was last year?
I think it was two years ago.
Whenever he got hurt with that time. Yeah. That's the thing with Joe. As good as he is, he ain't completed a lot of full seasons,
he does,
man.
Get hurt.
And it's unfortunate. I thought that the game was a good game. They did call a bull crap pass interference call on Travis Hunter that kept a drive alive. But, yeah, he has the arsenal to be fine as long as he don't blow it.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw three damn interceptions.
He threw three picks yesterday.
He threw three damn picks yesterday.
And they still won the game.
They still won the game. Jacksonville need to be ashamed of himself.
Yeah.
Jacksonville should be ashamed of himself.
That's right. Bengals did what they intended to do this year, though. Started out 2-0.
Yeah.
Because they had been getting in holes now. They probably would rather be 1-1 and have Joe Burrow.
Yes, exactly.
You don't get to choose that sort of stuff. The Lions beat the absolute hell out of the Bears.
You want to talk about, like, a rub-it-in statement?
Yeah.
Dan, they were complete control of the game. And he throws a touchdown on fourth down when you're up by four touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
That's just like telling, well, are you mad at Ben Johnson, man?
I don't know.
Like, he wanted to. But this is a point where they got to show, okay, I'll show you how good we are.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yes.
That was they're not mad at Ben Johnson.
Everybody thinks it's
they're mad at the narrative.
Him? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Went off jerk off five touchdowns, three of them to Amon. And I thought, you know, they ran the ball well. Jameer Gibbs had a nice day.
Yep.
James Williams had a big play.
Everybody did. They scored 52 points.
Everybody had a day. And then defensively, I don't think Caleb played bad. I just think he's getting better. You know, and it's unfortunate that he's playing on a bad team that can't stop no damn body.
Odunze had a hell of a day. Two touchdowns.
They got him in that. They got him in that. What did they say? The Amon St. Brown type. His mode. I thought it would be more Luther Burton in that role, but yeah, he's getting better. You're finding your niche with your weapons if you're Caleb. But there's still things they got to work on, and they just can't stop anybody.
A couple things kind of jump out, and it's only 2 weeks, so obviously a lot can change, but. Lions had the performance they had week one, and everybody panicked. Maybe the Packers defense is going to do that to people.
Maybe, because they did it the following week.
And then
4 days later.
That Bears-Vikings game looked the way it looked for a reason.
Yeah.
And the Bears and Vikings are both kind of not great.
Yeah. And that's a possibility. And that's a real possibility with Minnesota, especially because we saw firsthand last night, their quarterback, he's young, and he plays young, and he does young stuff and hanging on to the football. But another thing we talked about in the keys is he's a very athletic kid. Very athletic kid. But I thought the Falcons, just being as young as he is and having the pressure to put on him, it made him force him in mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about Friday. Both quarterbacks are young. You just can't look young. Penix didn't. JJ did. Looked really young.
Got to grow fast.
Got to grow up fast. All right, here's James Cook with a ridiculous run. Hopefully the call does it justice because it was crazy.
Cook, the lone setback. Here's the snap. It's another handoff. Cook going to cut it back through a hole. Dodges a defender. Up and out the gate to the races. Down to the 20. 10, 5, touchdown, James Cook. 44 big ones for the score.
What a freaking run.
The call did it justice.
What
nicely done.
What a freaking run, incredible. Man. To say that they're glad that he got his money so he can go into camp. This dude is, I mean, I know you got Josh Allen, but, yeah, Cookie has been just a baller these last few years, man. And now he got the new money, and he just left off right where he was. I didn't know if he was going to play because he had a hamstring type thing they were talking about before the game. So, obviously, he got a chance to go in there and play, and they just absolutely just beat the hell out of the sorry-ass Jets, who rightfully so, AG took it on the chin. Like, I didn't have him ready to play, yeah. And it looked like it. Justin Fields goes out with a concussion. Even if you stayed in, it was going to be bad. I just thought that the Bills just punched him in the face. Punched him in the face, yep. Right in the football.
It's Josh, 20-3 at halftime.
Yeah, Josh Allen got poked in the eye or something. Mm-hmm. And so they play this Thursday against a team in Miami. They just found a way to lose the game yesterday.
Yeah,
found a way to lose the game.
Things were bad in Miami. Yeah. The Patriots beat them 33-27. I mean, good for the Patriots. They get their first win of the year, but the Dolphins are now 0-2. Yeah. And again, like you said, had every opportunity to win that football game, yeah. And they didn't. 49ers beat the Saints with Mac Jones at quarterback.
God dog it.
Tough way to go out.
Tough way to go out down in New Orleans, man. Yeah, look back. You look like your original self in the all home blacks, painted the end zone back the same way, and then you let Mac Jones, of all people.
Who? Mac Jones.
Yes.
Seahawks beat the Steelers by 2 touchdowns. Ken Walker healthy.
When he's right. When
Ken Walker good.
When Kenneth Walker is healthy and they're giving him the football, this dude is a top. He is a top flight runner.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's so good, but when he's healthy and they do a better job getting the ball. This was a close game till it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. 17 points in the fourth quarter for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Win by 2 touchdowns in Pittsburgh after the way Pittsburgh played week one. Yeah. That's nice.
For Aaron. Then you have a bonehead play by the young returner. The ball is it's a kickoff, son. It's a kickoff, son. You have to get on that football, man. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers threw 2 interceptions. One of them, I mean, if Austin makes the play, then it's a touchdown. But it goes off his hands right into the hand for the Seahawks. And, what do you think? I mean, DK got his first touchdown. Again, the Seahawks, which is great.
DK revenge game.
Yeah.
They lost. Steelers aren't going to be all that great.
I don't think so.
The Ravens destroyed the Browns, not surprisingly, but, you know, insult the injury on 30 years of Baltimore Day or whatever.
Yeah.
They had Ogden and Ray Lewis out there with the Super Bowl trophies. Yeah. Just everything they could do.
Petty.
And then they beat them 41-17.
Then they beat their ass. But, I mean, just the pettiness of it, you know, because – it wasn't the exact day of 30 years. It's the 30-year anniversary, but you didn't have to have it.
You could have done it any game.
You could have done it in any damn game. But it's first home game of the season.
True.
So you want to get that in, you know, and so, yeah.
All right, here's Travis Kelce dropping a pass that would have been pretty helpful in the outcome of the game.
Blitz, Mahomes over the middle, Kelce. Oh, it's picked off! It's Makuba who's got it, and room to run! One man to beat!
Incredible, Patrick makes a great throw. On the angle route, Travis just a little late getting his head around. Perfect place to throw the ball if you're Patrick and McCoo. Johnny on the spot.
They got to make that play. He knows that he's an all-time great. He got to make that. I know it's a hard catch. Ball's coming in hot.
Yeah.
But you got to make that play. You got to make that play, dog. They got no answers offensively for anything because they can't run the football. And they're waiting for Patrick to do something crazy for them to win football games, man. But they got some issues. Philly didn't play great offensively. But they made the plays when they had to. They got the tush push in, which was a bunch of crap because everybody was offsides on the offense.
They they all started early.
They all started early.
But they all started early, so it didn't look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like, if you're the ref in real time, it's hard to see because everybody went at the same
except
time.
Except for the center. He didn't stop the ball.
That's right.
Which was awful. But, yeah, the Eagles 2-0, you get them any way you can, man. You get them any way you can. And they go into Arrowhead and get that victory with Jalen Hurts belly throwing 100 yards.
Yep.
Which is pretty good.
Chiefs are 0-2. That doesn't happen very often now. They are fortunate to be playing the Giants this weekend, so probably a good way to get back in the win column. But, yeah, man, 0-2 starts. Don't make the playoffs very often.
Hell no.
Luckily, we haven't had to talk about that at all today because the Falcons won last night. Crazy stat, though. I know historically 11% of teams, only 11% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs.
Right.
It's worse than that since they've gone to expanded playoffs, since they added that extra wild card game. Mm-hmm. Two of the whatever teams that have started 0-2, and it's a lot of teams that have started 0-2, have made the playoffs. It's like down to 4%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You would think that it would be more with the expanded playoffs.
Right.
But in fact, no. Wow. It is less. Wow. So start 0-2, you have a 5% chance to make the playoffs.
Glad
we didn't start 0-2.
Daniel Jones didn't win again. How about that?
Did they? Oh, yeah.
And Bo Nix? Bo Nix won like a rookie now.
Well.
Yeah.
Who'd they lose
and
to?
Don't look now. Carolina's. I mean, Carolina's 0-2.
They are, and in like an ugly 0-2.
Yeah.
That's a good one to be playing this weekend.
Yeah.
Get to 2-1. That'd be a lot of fun. We got all week to talk about that. Coming up next, we will talk about.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns fans.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About what happened last night with you. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We got 6 phone lines. We'll get to as many phone calls as we possibly can. The floor is yours. What did you take out of the Falcons' win last night over the Vikings on Sunday Night Football? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.